So on some feminist talk show, Young Jeezy's fiance Jeannie Mai actually came out and admitted that she wants to submit in her marriage moving forward, which probably explains why she got the ring in the first place. But as you know, women didn't take too kindly to this, particularly the feminist community, because as we know, when something is perceived negatively or holds a negative connotation, it's often met with hostility and disdain. Anything that puts women at a disadvantage in their minds, because women only think about themselves, they don't like that very much. And also, the fact that women are the catalyst for communication in relationships, women know exactly how relationships go, what they should be like, how men work, how they work, because, you know, we all know women have the best self-awareness in the world. Yeah. Considering the 53% divorce rate and the 70% of divorces initiated by women, it all makes sense. Let's get into it. So on her talk show, The Real, Jeannie Mai admitted that she wants to submit to her husband. Panel full of women, and she was met with contention from all three. One being Garcelle from the Jamie Foxx show, who hit the wall hard and admitted that she basically isn't submitting, which explains why she's a single mother. Then you have Adrienne Ballin, one of the former Cheetah Girls who still believes she's Cheetalicious, and she went and got her an old head, which I don't understand why she's even talking about not being submissive or what it means for her to be submissive. She's clearly submissive with this older guy that she dates. As I've seen from her pictures, you can see in her body language that he is the guy. So I don't have any idea what she's trying to refute. Then you have this guy, Lonnie, who's some comedian, and she went and got some small business owner who has absolutely no idea who she is. He doesn't appear to like her that much based on the pictures. They seem to have what looks like a forced relationship. It doesn't seem to be much passion or very genuine. You can see the space between them in all these photos and how they're rarely touching. She said they have sex, but I have no idea if that's true or not. And they even had a little fake kiss on their show that no one with sense considered to be genuine. We could tell that this is an act. We could tell these two aren't that intimate and aren't that passionate. And she clearly runs her relationship with him, and he has no idea what he's in for. But these three women met her with contention. Let's take a look at what she said and what the other woman said.
Arguing that equality in marriage only breeds resentment, and that just because a woman is submissive to her man.
And as you can see right now in their responses to her even mentioning the word submission, it's clearly emotional reason. They have negative associations with the idea of submission, which tells me that they have no understanding of what submission actually means, the benefits of submission, and how it actually helps relationships work. They have no idea. They just hear a word that they don't like because they have a perception of what this word means, and they react off of that perception rather than the reality or the actuality of what it entails.
Will hold her back in life, highlighting Amy's potential new job as evidence of that. So ladies, this view, I'm already thinking about my answer, but do you view this as ridiculous?
What we have,
right? Do you guys feel as women?
This is crazy.
This tension coming
submission,
up when you hear this?
Submission.
Garcelle, what? It's that
when
word.
I think of submission, so think. I think maybe back in the 50s, in the 40s.
Okay, this is one of the things I hate when it comes to talking to women at submission. They always reference a time period which they weren't alive. They have no idea what households were like in the 40s and 50s. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't men slapping women around, telling them they couldn't talk, and making them do whatever they said do, while the woman just never responds, never has a say-so, never has an input, opinion, whatever. I think this is where this stems from. How do we have this idea of what submission was, and we don't get it from an objective source? We weren't there. None of us lived in the 40s and 50s to experience what submission was like. But shit, the marriage rate was better. The divorce rate was lower. So, maybe submission might be the key. Maybe that might be a key ingredient in making a relationship last.
But I think, what is submissive in the, 2020? What is submissive? I think we have to define that. And I think for me, it would never work, right?
See, for her, it would never work. That's exactly why she's single. That's exactly why that white man left her as a single mom. Because it would never work. And he saw that it was never going to work. So my man's got up and got out the door.
But I think it really is up to the couple. I think you have to decide, what is submissive? Is it doing, cooking everything he wants? Is it having his, bath ready when he comes home? Like, what is it? I think that has to be really redefined, but I'm not down for that. You won't get me to be submissive.
And that's absolutely terrible. Because what is so bad about cooking your man's favorite meal? He asks you what you want to eat when y'all out, and you tell him and he go get it. You can't cook what he would like. You can't ask him what he would prefer and be willing to make it and find pleasure and joy in the fact that you just made your man happy by giving him something he likes after a hard day at work or after a difficult day, whatever circumstances, whatever the case may be, running his bath water. What's wrong with that? You have no issue running your own bath water. He's outside, he's doing yard work. He comes in, he's dirty, he's smelly. You want to get cleaned up. You don't love your guy enough to run his bath water for him?
There are things that I'll give and take in a relationship, but to be completely submissive.
That's compromise.
Like, even the word obey, when you're getting married in a marriage vow, you say obey, but are people really doing that these days?
You see, I think something is seriously wrong with you as a woman if you can't do something as simple as make your man's favorite meal or do something just for him because he was working so hard and that's what you want to do.
Like, I respect you and I will honor you, but I think the obeying submissiveness is out for me.
And this is also one of the reasons why I say women are selfish and entitled, because women expect men to do everything to show them how much they love and care for them and value them and please them and make them happy. But women won't do the same. They won't go out of their way to show men how much they love and care for you. Just do things simply because this puts a smile on your face or this will make you feel good. They don't get the joy out of pleasing you that men get out of pleasing them. So many men literally aim to please. They know they got to keep their woman happy because that's what you have to do in order to keep getting sex. But women won't go out on a limb knowing that they want commitment and do or invest in things that make a man want to commit to them. They don't go out of their way to make gestures and show the guy that he's loved and valued and appreciated. Simple little acts such as cooking your favorite meal or running your bath water can go a long way in that department. I don't understand what the issue is in finding joy in pleasing your man simply because it pleases him. In terms of wanting commitment, you have to be willing to show the guy that you're down for him. You're invested in him. You're about him. His happiness matters to you. His satisfaction matters to you. And when women say things like what Garcelle just said about not willing to do those type of things, that just lets you know that this woman is not for you. This woman is not invested in you. This woman doesn't know how to treat you. And that's when you get going.
I think it's so weird when people try to use the Bible for these sorts of things. I think that gets really weird. Obviously, you know, the Bible was written in a different time, a completely different, literally, and there's parts in the Bible that literally say that you should stone somebody if they eat shrimp in Leviticus. Like, we have to recognize
or not color your hair.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally really extreme things that are said. I think God also gives us wisdom. And I think that there are also other parts of the Bible that recognize how important and how essential a woman is to the world and to a marriage. And it speaks on equality. Like, for me, I just feel like the concept of being me submissive to my husband, but what is he not submissive to me as well? I think that's what give and take in a relationship is about. It's about compromise. And stop smiling when you see that picture, Jeannie.
No, Jeannie, it's so cute. Like,
why?
But I feel
I
like
love it.
Like, this just takes us backwards, you guys. As women, we fought so hard to be equal and viewed equal in our relationships, in our workplaces. And
if women were viewed equal in the workplace, they wouldn't be complaining about all the gender gaps that exist in the workplace currently. The WNBA still wouldn't be trying to get paid what the bench players and the G Leaguers in the men's league get paid. I have no idea what hard work she's talking about. Because at the end of the day, men and women are different. Can't view men and women equally in things that they are different in. And especially relationships. We aren't equal in our relationship because men and women perceive the world differently. We love differently. We have different communication styles. Now, we could equally respect each other's differences. But when these differences create problems, there's only one way to come to a solution. And solutions are concluded with logic. Solutions are found with logic. So all that emotional rhetoric about being equal, you know, when we're happy or on good terms, that's fine. But when it comes to who has the best solutions to problems, who makes the best decisions, who remains the most level-headed in times of adversity, who remains the most rational and logical, the most objective for our benefit, for our advantage, in order to make our relationship work, men and women do not do those things equally. And therefore, when it comes to those things in a relationship, we aren't equal.
The concept of being submissive has a negative connotation to it. I think when they're talking about her being a boss and obviously having this incredible position that she may be taking, guys, there are people who are bosses in their workplace and then they want to come home and let their husband lead. That, again, is their choice. That is not them being submissive.
Right.
That is them
that's
what they
decisions.
Want. It's a difference.
Right.
That's right.
No, you know what the thing is that what works for a couple works for a couple.
That's it.
I can't judge them because that works for them. The problem that
that's
I
right.
have with this whole submission talk is that people will bring it over into real life. There's no way that women,
politics.
I feel women in this country can't have real equality if you have this same old-fashioned, outdated type of thinking.
Right.
Now, in a marriage,
right.
that's fine, but if he thinks like that for a woman and she thinks like that for herself, then when they go outside, they're trying to spread it. And that's what you see right now.
Yeah.
So now you're getting articles about, oh, they should be, you know, women should be submissive. So now you have women that necessarily aren't in relationships questioning, well, should I be that way? Should I do that?
Right.
And that's not true equality for women. So that's the reason why I have a problem with it. What you do in your relationship, that's on you. But don't let it go out to the outside. That's what I'm saying.
But even that is still a choice. That doesn't mean that you're being submissive because you're being forced to be submissive. That doesn't mean you're being submissive because that is what is required of you as a woman. That is a choice.
Yes,
right. And because of that, I want to give you guys the actual definition of submit. And then I want to explain how I see this. So the actual definition of submit is to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person.
I'm glad she gave the definition of submission because a lot of women disregard definitions. A lot of women will make up definitions to words that already have definitions or modify definitions to fit what they want to believe. And this is evident. Many conversations I've had with women, they'll be like, I just feel like, you know, what it means to me. It's like, the fuck do you mean what it means to you? It has a meaning. It has an objective meaning. There's not what it means to you. This is the definition. This is what it says the definition is. So anything other than that isn't the definition. And then women will treat their pseudo definitions like the actual definition. And that becomes a problem. Because when your perception of something becomes distorted, then everything that follows that distorted perception is questionable or invalid.
So I'm going to say right here that I, Jeannie Mai, going into my marriage, I want to submit to my man. Let me explain. When I hear this definition, like you just said, Adrian, submitting has a negative connotation. It means that you are less important. You are lower than that person that you're submitting to. It usually can be like, you know, referenced as somebody who works lower than you. And that's not what I'm referring to here.
Yeah,
but what I really learned in my life for my definition of marriage, I'm not saying what I want works for everybody. I'm saying for me, right. I'm a very dominant woman. I own my business. I lead my teams. I played my own manager, my own publicist, my own lawyer when I didn't have money to have those people. So I make the decisions in my life. When I come home, I like the idea that my man leads us. That doesn't mean that in this case, Jay makes all the decisions for us. That doesn't mean that when he says, how are we spending our money or where are we moving, that I just say, yes, sir, or yes, your honor. Like, it's not that. It's a, you know what? I think that we would do best here. I want to do this. And he takes the decision. He formulates it with our overall vision, and he leads us. And I like to submit to that. I don't want to lead in our household and in our marriage. I want him to lead, and I have all the essence of what I bring as a wife to make that decision, but that I love that my husband will be the man that leads. I like that structure in a marriage, and I look forward to that because, girls, it's tiring being the boss of me. It's tiring leading all the time
in
my life.
It is. All the time.
And I come home,
it's tired to be the boss of that all the time.
Yeah, let me get into the meat of this because, for one, you'll never hear men say they're tired of being the boss. And that's what I be talking about with men and women are different. You see, women have a natural attraction to dominance, dominant men. And I'm not quite sure that women actually have evolved to understand hierarchies. You see, the thing is, any group dynamic, when you have other people to worry about, when you have a group or a tandem pair and you're trying to work towards a greater good, trying to achieve a common goal, you need structure and order. And in that structure and order, there's a hierarchy. And in that hierarchy, someone has to be the dominant. Someone has to be the alpha. And then you have to have a beta. Now, it's largely predicated on who does what best. And this is why I say men are the dominant sex. We're the dominant sex biologically. Whether women like it or not, men are the dominant sex. We're larger, we're stronger, physically stronger, and we're physically larger. We're the dominant sex by nature's law. Now, what happens is when you account for mentality and perception, men tend to be more realistic. Men tend to be more logical. Men tend to be more objective. Women see the world around them. Women perceive the world around them in emotion. And the way women operate, women want everyone to feel of equal importance. They want everyone to feel valued. They want everyone to feel like they mean something, which is fine. But women often overlook objective realities and elephants in the room, such as us not being equal in this or that. A man doing this better, a woman doing this better. As a matter of fact, they'll notice when the woman does it better because of our natural biases. They'll notice when the woman does it better, But when it comes to the things that men actually excel at, particularly in our mentalities, how we were able to remain level-headed under stressful situations, how we don't respond to fear in the same way women do, these are reasons. You see, if someone comes right now to me and my girlfriend and they try to rob us or they try to harm us, she's not going to step up and risk her life fighting that guy. I will. I also have the higher chance of warding off that attacker. When another man looks at me, he's more deterred by my presence than when he looks at a woman. Why? Because I'm more physically imposing. You see, this idea that everyone is of equal value and of equal importance, it sounds good as a blanket statement, but when you really analyze what accounts for that, you realize that people have different skills and people have different things to offer. And typically, women, the way they think, the way they act, the way they behave, isn't conducive to being the dominant one in a relationship. And that's just the reality of it.
Yes, Adrian.
I don't like labels. I don't like labels.
I agree.
I just hope that, you know, the thing is that, like I said, what people do in their relationship is fine, but I don't want to be taken outside. And sometimes men tend to feel like, well, this is how a woman is supposed to act. And if I'm working with you as a person on the outside, don't treat me like whatever your marriage is. I don't want that. I am my own person. Treat me like an equal. That's the only problem I have with that. What you do in your marriage is you, but outside, don't treat me like I'm your wife, because I'm not.
I want to say this to all my sisters out there. I want to say this to all my sisters out there that feel me when I say that you can be dominant or you are the leader in your life and you make all the decisions. When you are coupled with a man, men inherently, if you got a good man, want to lead and want to protect you. I'm gonna tell you from experience, if you dominate so much that you actually kind of take over in your own household, that you don't give him room to feel like a man, fill in the blank however you want, you strip him of being able to do what it is he does well, and it changes the dynamic of your
relationship in ways that you may not have expected.
I don't know about that, Jeannie.
I don't think that's true for everyone. I don't think that's true for everyone.
I'm saying it was true for, I'm talking about my own experience. In my experience, yeah. I need to let, there are areas where a man has to be able to have room to lead. And if you try to take over on everything, he's like, where am I, what areas are we leaning on me to just be who I want to be in this relationship?
Now, see what I told y'all? Women think they know everything. That's not true, Jeannie. That's not true, Jeannie. No, it's not. It is absolutely true. It is absolutely true. And this is why these kind of women like Garcelle and Lonnie struggle. How do y'all know what men like and what men don't like? Clearly, these women have never seen psychological studies. These women have never heard from dating experts, marriage counselors, relationship experts. That is exactly how men are and what men would like. And Jeannie understands that, which is, again, why she's getting married. She's clearly the most intelligent woman on this panel in terms of understanding objectively what constitutes for a successful marriage, or at least what maximizes your chance of having a successful marriage and maximizes relationship satisfaction. And yet they tell her that's not true. They couldn't tell you how they know that's not true, but it actually is. It is indeed true. This male nature. And this is also why I say women give the shittiest relationship advice. Women think they know everything about what men like and about what goes into a successful relationship. Yet, it's always the single ones and the ones who aren't married or can't keep a man who's giving that advice and who's contending. This is why men love pygmies. Because the pygmies, they study men. They learn male behavior. They learn what men are attracted to, and they learn what actually keeps men. Hence, that's why they're called pick-me's, because they know exactly what to do to be picked. Let these arrogant women who think they know it all, who know nothing about human behavior, who clearly aren't objective, who don't even use the right definitions and understand the concepts of the things that they hate because of that fact, let them keep operating the way that they want to. Those are the women who are going to die single. It's plain and simple.
That's not my experience, and I, my experience has always been one of partnership and of equality.
This is the first day?
This is the first day.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well,
I picked a premiere because...
And I'm thinking, well...
I picked a premiere because...
And yeah. I like for my man to ask me my opinion. And if we have an issue, we work it out. And that's... We're compatible. And that's what I love about my relationship with James, is that it's totally... 50%.
James, what about you? What's going on over there?
We don't know each other. Equal. I mean, and I just hate the label of equal, of equality, but I feel like I have a voice. I feel like I can trust him. He can trust me. And it's not this way here. Like, he's up here and I gotta, yes!
I wouldn't go to the doctor, but now that I'm older...
I told you don't tell that story.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, right. I just work so hard in my life that I trust him and I feel it. That's all. But everybody's got their own thing.
Why don't you like the word equal? Because isn't that equal?
Okay. Well, you know what? I love what you're saying, Jeannie, but I think also... You can be the boss outside and want to come in and feel girly and let him lead. Mm-hmm. But I also think what Lonnie is saying about, you know, just feeling like no one's really above each other, that he will check in with her, she will check in with him. And I think that makes you feel like you're in charge of your life, too.
And you lean on each other.
Right.
You each have strengths and you each have weaknesses and you lean on each other.
Yes, but I'm describing, like, I grew up in a household, my mom has a very strong force, and she took over a lot of decisions in the household to the point that my dad, unless it was always gonna be a fight, he was like, you know what? Go ahead, whatever you wanna decide, go ahead, and I'm just gonna do me, and that causes a wedge. And I can have that tendency. I'm just saying for me, I can have that tendency to follow like my mom because it's what I grew up in and I saw it. And I saw in my living space, I would all of a sudden just wake up and go and make decisions without asking and checking in. So I am the fault that can cause the inequality because I am pulling in my habits from my old household to how I run my business today. And that is not okay. And I'm careful and aware of that today. So I'm just telling that to anybody else who didn't tell me that when I could have learned that before.
Yeah. What you're saying is that women can be submissive. Men can be submissive to women just as women can be submissive to men, or dominating. We'll take out the word submissive and say
to
dominating.
To yield to each other.
Dominating.
To yield to
you. You see, being submissive exists in the form of emotional, which is submitting to the will of that person, pleasing them emotionally, wanting to do something to please them because it pleases them. You have submission in the form of mental and verbal, which is knowing when to be quiet, knowing when to realize that you're causing more harm than good, knowing when to realize that you don't have all the answers, you don't have the solution to the problem, you don't even know what you're talking about, so it's just best for you to be quiet. And submission exists in the form of where it originally originated from, sex. Why? Because when a woman lays on her back and spreads her legs and she gets penetrated, that is submission. When a woman gets bent over and her back is turned to you, that is submission. The whole concept of submission is predicated on the fact of how we have sex. When women have sexual fantasies, they fantasize about being dominated, submitting. That's where the whole concept of submission comes from, because we're animals at our core. And submission is nothing more than choosing a man that you see worthy of laying on your back for, spreading your legs for, and allowing him to penetrate you and put his seed in you so you can carry his child. That's where the whole concept of submission comes from. Submission is animalistic at its core, at its nature, innately. That's why women are naturally attracted to dominant men. That's why women have sexual fantasies of being dominated. You see, the fact that we can talk and the fact that we have opinions is now we believe that everything we say is valid, because that's what it's all about. I have an opinion too. Value my opinion too. It's not just, you don't know everything. It's not about you. And you're typically right. But see, the way women disregard reality, the way women disregard concepts and definitions and rules, and men created those things, men created law, men created order, men created structure. Women disregard what men created. Those things were established in order to help us succeed. Can you imagine being a part of a team and you think you know it all and you honestly don't? I think about basketball. The point guard, the shooting guard, the small forward, the power forward, the center, all have different roles. Can you imagine how chaotic the team would be and how much they'd suck if the center thought he was a point guard, the power forward thought he was the shooting guard, and they all just said, what about me and my feelings? He can dribble. I can dribble too. Yeah, but he dribbles better. That's why he's the point guard. He can shoot. I can shoot too. Yeah, but he shoots better. That's why he's the shooting guard. You see, it doesn't work when everyone believes they can do something and there's people who can actually do it better. It's cataclysmic for the entire team. Where there's no structure and order, there's chaos. And that's why a lot of relationships are in chaos, because there's no structure, there's no order. You have women with distorted perceptions of what it means to be things such as submissive, when it doesn't mean just be quiet, just shut up, just remain mute all the time. Submission is about self-awareness. It's about knowing what to do and when to do it. That's what submission is more about. It's not that you don't have a say-so. Hell, I don't mind personally when my girl tells me to do things. I'm like, okay. But I'll still ask. I ask for her input. I ask what you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to eat. And just like Jeannie Mai said, he tells her, or she tells him, and then he formulates a plan and she goes along with it. See, she understands. She understands the concept of submission. That's why she's a wife. These other three don't understand. Adrian's married to an older guy, which he puts it into perspective for her. So she doesn't even honestly believe what she's saying. She's submissive. Garcelle, she's single. And it's always the single women who let you know why they're single. And then Lonnie will be single very soon, because soon as this boyfriend that she has starts to get fed up with her always over talking him and always pushing him around and always asserting her dominance and feeling the need to let it be known who she is and why she holds more status than he does, he's going to walk out the door as well. There's nothing wrong with submission, ladies. There's nothing wrong with wanting to please your man. I guarantee your relationship will work a lot better, especially if you have a high value guy, because high value men tend to be alpha males and they don't want to deal with women who are headaches and women who think they know it all and women who don't listen and don't know when to shut the fuck up. They just don't want to do it. They won't put up with it. And they have no issue finding women over and over and over again because of their status. It's women who want to be the wives. It's women who their value is based on the guy that they're dating. If you can't keep a man and you know you don't like being submissive, well, then that's probably the issue. Maybe you should try it. Maybe you should do some introspection. Maybe you should stop seeing submission as a bad thing for you and as a positive thing necessary in order to make the relationship work. And hell, maybe you'll find more enjoyment when you realize that your guy does more for you because you please him as well. He's more willing to talk to you. He's more willing to open up to you. He's more willing to want to do things with you. He's more willing to share things with you because you submit to his will, which in turn will make him submit to yours as well. Over and over.